Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're live in studio with Dash Riprock. Welcome, guys.
Hey, what's
going on? Great to have you. They got this new CD out called Black Liquor. We'll hear about it. I think it's been a few since you've been in Columbus.
It's been quite a while, yes.
Yeah. All right, what are you going to start us off with?
We're going to play Big Daddy Like the Whiskey.
All right.
Hey! From here the moon, get drunk at Skunk Meets 3rd of June. Hold it, says service, says a rebel, yell. Take a whole swim right straight to hell. Big Daddy Like Whiskey. Oh, close the elixir of life. Big Daddy Like Whiskey. I mean, cut him up just like a roadie guy. Out at Gibson's Pond, he would soak in the Carolina sun. Fishing for brown man, drinking like a fish. Chained up Dan is this man's wish. Big Daddy Like Whiskey. Oh, close his lips for a lie. Big Daddy Like Whiskey. But he cut him up just like a bone. Out in the Augusta night, we'll bust through some Jack and feel all right. Floating on down by Savannah Dam, Jim Beam was a good old man. Big Daddy Like Whiskey. Oh, cold as a lips right by. Yeah. Big Daddy Like Whiskey. But he cut him up just like a bone guy.
Dash Riprock live from Studio A. The new CD's called Black Liquor that just came out in November. Yep. And I love how, I think it was you, Bill, that wrote the insider's guide to Black Liquor, you know, telling me about the Rockabilly Revenge and the Deep Dark Swamp, the Levy Metal. I like all your little...
Levy Metal, that's a great name.
Yeah, I don't know if it was you, but it's... Anyway, I love the descriptions there. Tell us a little bit about this one. And John and Patrick joining us today as well. Where you guys all in on this together?
Yeah. Well, we played on it. John has just recently joined the band. He's from Chicago. Okay. Johnny Value, our new drummer. So, but Patrick and I worked on it. So, hey. Well, I mean, it's a record that we made down in Louisiana. We tend to record outside of Louisiana, like in Atlanta and Memphis. And this was a chance to work at home in a cool studio called Studio in the Country. And it's in Bugaloosa, which is way out in the woods. So we really felt Louisiana on this record, you know. And we were really inspired by the swamp, and we just we were writing about our state, you know. And so we've got songs like Blood Swamp and Meet Me at the River, and mm-hmm. So to us, it's just kind of a good representation of where we're from, you know. So.
Now, Bill, did you recently move to Nashville? Did I read wrong on that? Is that
no,
what you call home now?
No, I'd lived there once before.
Okay.
But back in my checkered past.
Back way back in those days, back in Columbus.
Right. When you Every musician should move to Nashville just to be humbled.
But how long were you there for?
About 6 years.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So a bit. But New Orleans always will be your home.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
And really congratulations on the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, too, recently. That's
right.
Pretty
last
cool.
year we were inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it's kind of cool being in there with people like Fats Domino and Jerry Lee Lewis and Neville Brothers, Dr. John. So so we felt finally accepted. I mean, we're not what you would call typical Louisiana music, but we're... you know, we're scrapping for our little corner of the genre.
Well, tell us a little bit about the underground scene there, because we know, you know, Fats Domino, we know all that.
Yeah, well, there's definitely some great music coming out of Louisiana that isn't typical. There's the Givers from Lafayette, and they're sort of a kind of a cool rock band, and in New Orleans, there's this crazy underground scene coming out of this neighborhood called the Faubourg Marigny and the Bywater, and it's really. You know, it's just a lot of real eclectic, unique, and inventive bands. You know, not so much sticking to the brass band, funk, typical New Orleans thing.
It's a little bit of everything down there.
So, exciting to see that sort of, you know, taking flight down there. And we're trying to be a part of it.
Right. It's Dash Riprock live from Studio A today. We're thrilled to have him here. And we're going to hear a couple more. And we'll do one ticket giveaway after this next one. What are we going to hear now?
This is off the new record. It's called In This World. And it's a love song, but it starts off like a hate song, but then it turns into a love song.
Oh, nice.
This world, they put a boot on your neck just to climb over you one more step. And they call you on the phone just to make sure you're sad and alone. In this world, in this mean old world, in this world, in this world. So-called friends pointing your flaws, acting like it could be the last straw. Money keeps right on talking, sizing you up for your coffin. In this world, in this mean old world, in this world, in this world, in this mean old world, I found you, and I've got someone to carry me through. Chairs and listen, follow each other's rhythm, tell each other what the heart is doing, how to ever find you in this world, how to ever find you. Stick. I saw you snap back mighty quick. I like it when you turn me over your knee. Why you always gotta be blowing on me? In this world, in this mean old world, in this world, in this world, in this mean old world. Someone to carry me through. Heads and chairs, we listen, follow each other's rhythm, telling each other what their heart is doing. How to ever find you in this world, how to ever find you. They made me hate Tallahassee, they made me hate Arkansas. Don't feel right about Nashville. I can't unsee all the worst I saw. Ba 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 ba.
Riprock live from Studio A. The new CD is called Black Liquor, and now they're out on the road. We're happy to have them back in Columbus because, again, it has been quite a few years. I remember playing at Little Brothers and Stashes with
Little Brothers and Stashes. And Chelsea. Somebody reminded me last night in Nashville. We used to play Chelsea's all the time.
Nice. So. Well, it's great.
We're
to
excited
have
to be back. Yeah, we're playing with some of our friends, Colin from Watershed. And we've you know, got some good buddies here, so we're excited.
Out of New Orleans, you're going to South by Southwest, which have you played there every year since 1986 when it started?
Is that about as well as my memory serves me. Yeah. I think we have.
And you're headed back.
Yeah,
right?
and we're going back. I mean, it's such a fun festival for us, and we tend to go there with not a whole lot of business in mind. We just go and visit friends and have a good time and eat the best Mexican food in the world.
Nice.
So anyway, it's just fun, and things that happen to us happen by chance. You know, we don't really plan any meetings or you know, we don't pursue much because we've been in the business for so long. So every time we go out there, we have a happy surprise, and it's always, you know, kind of cool to be there.
That's cool. And you did something about the documentary that they just released.
Yeah, they had a documentary called, I guess it's called Outside Industry, and they featured myself and Mojo Nixon. And Mojo was has a lot more personality, I think, than I do. So. But anyway, he and I sort of, you know, discovered South by Southwest together, and we kind of grew into it. And he has his yearly party, which is probably the coolest thing. It's called Mojo's Mayhem. It's really like a blast.
He's a hoot. And I'm sure he's given you some great advice along
the
way.
Some terrible advice. Yeah, you know, it's just amazing. Yeah.
Well, you talked about great food in Austin, you know, and well, New Orleans has quite a few places, I'm too sure, you know,
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're quite proud of that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we just had the Super Bowl down there, and it was just everyone that was there were crowding the restaurants and coming out pleased. So I think it was kind of, you know, it was nice to have that kind of attention. So
you guys were down in the area during the Super Bowl?
We tried to stay out of that area.
Well, talk about the Mardi Gras and jazz fest and stuff.
Well, Mardi Gras is this week, you know, and so we decided to get out of town as quickly as possible. We're like, let's get out of here. No, but it is a very exciting time of year, and we're going to St. Louis after this to play their Mardi Gras, which is one of the, you know, it's growing into one of the biggest parties in the South. It's called Soulard, and so we're going to play their Mardi Gras and then boogie down and play New Orleans, and so we're going to get the best of both worlds. But it'll be a great carnival. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Cool. And so are any, like, secret places, or not secret, because I'm asking about it right now, but that you could tell some folks that might be headed down there for Mardi Gras or for the Jazz Fest, like places you like to go?
Well, I mean, you know, some of our favorite clubs are the more undergroundy type ones. You know, there's a cool place called the Kingpin uptown that I love to hang out at. And then as far as restaurants go, there's one of my favorite French restaurants there is called Crepe Nanou, and it is a hidden secret. It's buried under everything, but it's an amazing place. So it's uptown as well. So I've lived there for so long and I've seen restaurants come and go, and now we just kind of, you know, hope for the best. But
is the Funky Butt still there? You remember the Funky Butt?
It's not there anymore. It's been taken over by Chicky Wawa.
Oh.
In the funny club name category. I think Funky Butt might have changed names. So anyway. But no, it's Jazz Fest is exciting this year. This is a great time to be down in Louisiana. It starts getting wild.
Yeah. Well, again. Thank you. We're going to get wild tonight, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, Rumba Cafe. Come see us.
It's Dash Riprock. Thanks to Bill and Johnny and Patrick for being here today. Sounds great, and love the new album. Congratulations on yet another one, 17th or 18th album?
It's nearly our 17th record, I believe, yeah.
Well, thanks again for being here. And that's tonight, I believe. Things get started right around 9. Colin Gow and the Lonely Bones will open up, and then it's Dash Riprock. And we'll do another ticket giveaway after this last song. What are you going to take us out with?
We're going to play Meet Me at the River. This is a typical Louisiana kind of going down the river song, like Creedence.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
On the river, leave your worries all behind. Everyone's invited, gonna pass a good time. I got to leave the city, it drives me up the wall. Head out on the water now, listen to the good times call. Can't you hear the good times call? meet me at the river. Ride it all day long. Summer sun burning down. Listen to the Saturday song. The boats together, crank the music way up loud. They're dancing on the transom, chase away all the clouds. They say this place can burn you. It's 100 in the shade. Call Landry on his houseboat. Tell him what the water says. Listen what the water says. Meet me at the river, ride it all day long. Summer sun burning down. Listen to the Saturday song. Saturday song.